Hi there. The word for today is complaining doesn't help. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18, the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. The Bible basically has one thing to say about complaining, and that is, don't do it. You say, well, if you had my problems, you'd complain too, if that's how you feel. Let me read Philippians 2 verse 14. Do all things without complaining. And here are three reasons why the Bible says that. Number one, complaining usually just makes things worse. The cycle goes like this. You have a problem, so you complain and stay stuck. You feel bad, so you complain even more. And the result? You end up with stress, but not a solution. Number two, complaining won't get you to where you need to go. Instead of committing the situation to God, when you complain, you're doubting His wisdom and His provision. Thousands of Israelites died in the wilderness for doing just that. Paul writes about it, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 10. He writes, do not grumble, as some of them did, and were killed. Then he adds, these things were written down as warnings for us. When you overlook your blessings and dwell in your problems, you lose your joy, your peace of mind, your hope for the future, and your perspective. And number three, complaining can lead to stress-related illness. Proverbs 14, verse 20 says, a calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of the body. Be honest. How many calm and undisturbed complainers do you know? None. Instead of complaining, start counting your blessings. Author Barbara Johnston gives us this humorous example, and I quote, a hand-lettered sign was nailed to a telephone pole, and it read in big letters, lost, three-legged dog, blind in left eye, missing top of right ear, recently castrated, answers to the name of Lucky. Seriously, as a redeemed child of God, luck has nothing to do with it. You are blessed. So the word for you today is in everything, not necessarily for everything, but in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God for you. That's the word for you today.